From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I just graduated from high school, and as I look back, there's one valuable lesson I learned a little too late. High school is no place for love. Back in middle school, I was a big dork, and I often found myself mistaken for TV's notorious nerd, Steve Urkel. The only time girls approached me was to copy my homework. I dreamt high school would be a different story. I would find a girl who could look past my thick glasses and like me for more than my homework. And the funny thing is, within months of starting my freshman year, that's exactly what happened. For 2.5 years, we were happy together. I truly believed I was in love. And my girlfriend, I'll call her Nicole, told me she felt the same way. Just when I started thinking we would be together forever, the demands of high school caught up with us. Between SATs, AP classes, and after-school activities, we had no time left for each other. Nicole said we had to break up. I was crushed. I thought I couldn't feel any worse. That is until I found out she had been seeing another guy behind my back. Sadly, my case is far from unusual. I've witnessed couple after couple become casualties of the 4-year curse. Instead of dreamy, moonlit walks on the beach, teens' quality time is limited to an hour or two at the local pizzeria and long, awkward pauses on the phone. Now I see that high school love is a ticking time bomb. It's called puppy love for a reason. The real thing requires maturity that most teens, myself included, simply don't possess. So no matter what feelings of love high school sweethearts might think they have, my suggestion is to put those matching tattoos on hold. Because just like Vegas, what happens in high school stays in high school. With a perspective, I'm Bill Lewis Jr.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.